أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. في سورة قدر, the سورة of power in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. It is narrated when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the great ibadat of great people of the past of the Bani Israel, that for how long they kept on making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. For so many years they kept on making Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, and people in the past were blessed with long, long lives also. Because the Sahaba felt a bit sad that we will not be able to achieve those stages in Jannah because our lives are very short compared to the people of the past, and we won't be able to make so much ibadat. Allah Ta'ala, who in many, many places had given great honor to this ummah, Allah gave also honor to the ummah by blessing them this one night in which the ibadat is more better than 1,000 months. Also, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there is a worker who works from Fajr till Zuhr time and he gets his wages. Another worker works from Zuhr till Asr and he gets his wages. And another worker works from Asr to Maghrib and he gets double the wages. So then that is the shortest period. So the first workers, the first two between Fajr and Zuhr and Asr, they say, but this is unfair that we have worked so long and we get, and this person who works so little, he gets double the wages. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala will say to them, haven't I given you what I promised you, your wages? Haven't you got your full wages? They will say, yes, we got our full wages, so I made no zulm on you. And on this worker, I showed kindness to him. I gave him double the wage. That is my choice. I gave him double. And that is the ummah. The first was the Jews, and the second was the Christians. And this ummah, that they work so little, and they get so much from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah has given us these endless opportunities. It is for us to take advantage of it. It is also mentioned that all the barakat of the year, Allah Ta'ala has put it in the month of Ramadan. And all the barakat of Ramadan, Allah has put in the last 10 nights. And the last 10 nights, Allah has put all the barakat in Laylatul Qadr. So that is that one night in which Allah Ta'ala has put all this barakat which is in Laylatul Qadr, the revelation of the Quran Sharif in that night. So it is a very great and tremendous night. And it is approaching now soon also, as unfortunately many of us get ready for the festive season or for the holiday season or for any other, sometimes some World Cup, sometimes some tournament, some many other irrelevant things and many things of sin also which we look forward to. A Muslim should already start preparing and looking forward to the month of Ramadan. And this also we should look forward that how we can make our rozas more valuable, how we can be geared up with our rozas for the month of Ramadan, and then our ibadat for the month of Ramadan. Many people, their holiday bookings perhaps next year they have made already, but what bookings have we made for Ramadan? How are we going to spend it? And this is, and this one night we get the reward of more than 1,000 nights. More than 83 years ibadat, so we get the reward in one night. How much do we look forward to that? And how many Laylatul Qadr have passed already? How many Ramadans have passed? What did we really achieve in there? And now with this month, with the month coming again, and if Allah keeps us alive, how much are we concerned and worried of preparing and taking the great advantage of the ibadat of this night? So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Humne usko utara shab-e qadr mein. That if we, and yeah, Allah refers to the plural, that na'uzubillah, Allah is not more than one. Allah is only one, but the absolute authority and the great position of Allah Ta'ala, just like a government is one in a country, but they refer to themselves as we. So Allah Ta'ala is also one only, but Allah's great authority, Allah says, we have revealed it in the night of power. This shows both the value of both the night of power. The Laylatul Qadr is a night which is so great and honorable, and that the Quran Sharif was revealed and in that night, that makes it even much more greater. And Allah has been so kind, if we just think to us also, with good health, with favorable conditions, Allah has blessed us with how many Ramadan and how many Laylatul Qadr, but how much did we take advantage of it? How much did we benefit from it? And now with this Ramadan coming, we should also look forward and start preparing. A very fortunate will be that person who takes his annual leave in Ramadan. He will be the person who benefits tremendously. Now he's free to make the ibadat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Also for Ramadan, we shouldn't look at that place where Taraweeh is made the fastest, or where the numbers are so big. We should look at that place where Taraweeh is made correctly, and how it should, Taraweeh should be made. Taraweeh is not something to be rushed through. In fact, the very word Taraweeh is the plural of Tarweeha, which means a rest. That means after every four rakats, a person takes some rest. So that is how Taraweeh should be made, with that little spacing in between, not rushing through the Taraweeh. So Allah, and then a person enjoys the Taraweeh in the correct way, not just to finish it. And wherever Taraweeh is made the earliest, where it is made the shortest, there we rush and we go to. Now Taraweeh should be also honored and respected as it's supposed to be. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this great ibadat of the night of Qadr, and may Allah Ta'ala let us look forward to it very with a great enthusiasm and with great passion, and prepare for it, and may Allah give us its full returns also, so that we can enjoy its benefits forever. Wa akhiru da'wana.